Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio lesson, I will take up Commedia dell'arte. Commedia dell'arte was a kind of comic drama or a form of comic drama that originated in Italy. And there were guilds or companies of artists who performed this kind of drama throughout Europe, not just Italy, but throughout Europe. And it had a major influence on French comic drama. And it was in the 16th century or the mid-16th century that this kind of comic drama developed. The plots of the Commedia dell'arte were usually based on love intrigues involving people of all ages, you know, so masters, servants, mistresses, confidants. And one distinguishing feature about Commedia dell'arte is the fact that the speech or the dialogue that the characters spoke was also improvised, means they did not stick to any fixed written speech. Of course, they had some basic idea as to what they have to say on what topic. But it was more based on improvisation. And one benefit of this kind of improvisation was that such a comic drama could be suited or adapted to all local requirements or local sensibilities. And in the acting, farcical elements were used, clownish buffoonery was there, and also music was also included. Characters were stock characters were there, so whether it be the male characters or the female characters, they were stock characters. And the conventions of Commedia dell'arte also influenced works of Shakespeare and also the works of Ben Jonson. And you know, just to mention two examples, if you consider Shakespeare's play The Taming of the Shrew and Comedy of Errors, they have elements of Commedia dell'arte, or they seem to be influenced by the traditions or by the conventions practiced in the Commedia dell'arte type of comic drama. And a typical plot of a Commedia dell'arte comic drama would be a pair of young lovers who outwit or outsmart their old and rich father, with the help of their intriguing or clever servant. And as I already mentioned, that the entire plot would involve, or the characterization would also involve, clownish buffoonery, clowns. So all of this added to the entire comic effect. And Commedia dell'arte also helped in the development of other forms of drama like pantomime and harlequinade in England. Though Commedia dell'arte started in Italy, but it had, as I said, influenced comic drama throughout Europe. And Europe also includes England. And with respect to England, it was pantomime and harlequinade that developed. And you'll often find mime and pantomime being mentioned together. Now, mime and pantomime basically is a kind of portraying of character or acting, which only is done through bodily movements. So there is no speech in it, just acting through facial expressions. That's what a mime is. And harlequinade was basically a scene within that pantomime. And see, in the course of reading about comedy, you'll come across different variants of comedies. So all of these, Commedia dell'arte, harlequinade, pantomime and mime, these are just different varieties of comic drama. So while you prepare, just know the basic differences in all of them. Most of it is the same story, it's just comedy. But there are some differences, some unique things which make them apart from others. So just know about the unique characteristics.